This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, as you go through life, you find out very quickly that life doesn't always turn out the way you think, does it? Or the way you hope. You get married, you have all these beautiful, idyllic expectations of what marriage will be like, and even if marriage is really great and wonderful, you find it's not the same as you expected. There are disappointments, there are conflicts, there are struggles. You get a new job, and you think this is going to be the perfect place to work, the perfect experience. Even if it ends up being fulfilling, you find there are conflicts and challenges. Everything is not pleasant and awesome all the time. Life is just that way, isn't it? It's a reality of living in this fallen world that nothing works out just the way you hoped it would. That's reality. Well, the question is, when you face those things that are difficult or painful or challenging, maybe even sometimes devastating, how do you respond to them? You know, so much of your life is shaped not by the circumstances that come your way, but by how you respond and react to those circumstances when they do come. The circumstances you can't control, can you? You can't help it if you get bad news from the doctor. You can't help it when something happens with your children. All those things are out of your control. If you allow those to be the things that decide the way your life goes, then you're just helpless. You're just rudderless, floating, drifting. Whatever way the wind blows is the way that you go. That's not the way life should be. If you learn to shape your life by your responses to the circumstances you face, then what a difference that makes. You grow even from the difficult, painful things. When we look at the life of Jesus, living as a man here on earth, what do we see in him? Do we see that same principle at work? Yes, we sure do. We're reading through Hebrews, and we're in chapter 5 this week. Let me just read you a couple of verses from Hebrews chapter 5, talking about Jesus. It says, "Although he was a son," that is, the Son of God, "although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Now just think about it. There's some pretty heavy things in those verses. It says, although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Now was Jesus disobedient before that? No. Remember, Jesus lived without sin. It told us that just a few verses earlier. Without sin, and yet he had to learn obedience. Well, it's not that he was disobedient, but rather that he had never faced a situation when he was only existing as the Son of God in heaven, a situation where he wanted to do something different than his Father. But now that he's not only the Son of God, but also the Son of Man, and living on the human level, and facing the stresses before him, and knowing that if he is to obey God the Father, he has to go to the cross and take the horrible, gross sin and guilt of all humanity on himself to make a way for us to be forgiven. He looks at what he's going to have to go through to make that happen, and he, in himself, as a man, he does not want to go through that. There are times in your life when God's course for your life takes you through some deep pain and struggle as well. You won't always understand why. You won't know what's going on. But your reaction to that can be like Jesus, where you say, "Father, I trust you. I don't know. I can't see what you're doing, but I trust that what you're doing has a purpose behind it." And so Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered, and he was made perfect. Well, that word perfect means complete or mature. So although Jesus hadn't sinned, when he had to face that struggle and suffering and trust God, it matured him as a man. And the same will be true of you. If you will learn not to allow your experiences to dictate your life, but rather to react by trusting God and obeying Him and doing what you know is right and loving, even when it's hard, you will grow and become mature. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.